The link between unemployment and literacy, is it real?
It is absolutely real, and it goes just beyond literacy. I mean, it's a lot of life skills, and this is why I'm really happy to be speaking to you today about ABC's Activate Learning Program. This is a really new and innovative program that we're launching in Newfoundland and Labrador that really kind of takes a look at how can we improve the core skills of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians all across the province and still maintain that sense of control and get them to move to where they want to do, not just in employment, but also in their life skills and managing their health and their finances and other aspects of their life.
So, Mac, what skills is the new literacy and essential programming designed to teach?
Sure. So there's actually 24 different modules that we're going to be offering over the next 3 years. Right now, we have about 18 of them up. They include programs on financial literacy. They include which would be like spending plans, banking basics, borrowing money, that sort of thing. We also have programming on employability skills. So these are skills, often people would call them soft skills, but skills that you need in the workplace. Things like motivation, confidence, attitude, accountability, these types of skills, which are so important for success and keeping your job once you get it, as well as for the job interview process. And then another big bucket that we really want to focus in on is what we call essential skills. So these are reading, writing, numeracy or math, oral communications, working with others. Again, really important skills both at home and in the workplace. And the last thing we touch upon within this Activate Learning program is our health literacy materials. So these are what we found is that there's a really high correlation between low literacy and challenges with health. So it affects all different aspects. And as you can imagine, if we're talking about health literacy or financial literacy, any stresses or challenges you have within those two kind of life capacities are going to carry over to your work. If you're stressed about money or you're stressed about your health, you're going to have more absenteeism. It's going to be harder to find a job. You may not be able to focus on the work that you're doing if you're worried about your family or someone that you're in charge of taking care of. So it really has an impact across everything. So what Activate Learning, our real focus here, is to bring a whole bunch of key important skills together, allow people to go through the program both at workplaces and in community learning centers or even at home, and really kind of focus on starting this journey of learning.
Wow, you're changing the way I look at literacy altogether. I always just thought it was reading books, but you're right. You got to have the financial literacy. You have to understand what health providers are saying to you. But yeah. Is this program or this new line of programming, is it designed specifically for Newfoundland and Labrador?
It is. It's. We're launching it in Newfoundland. We've gotten support from the federal government. The Office of Literacy and Essential Skills is supporting this, as well as the province of Newfoundland itself. And it really is about making sure that the content is specific for the people that live and work in Newfoundland and Labrador. And just to give you an example, as you can imagine, every province has slightly different healthcare providers, lingo, how the health card system works. We have our Health Matters program is custom built for Newfoundland and Labrador to make sure that people have the information they need to advocate for themselves and their families.
And so how can people get in touch with ABC Life Literacy Canada to avail of this programming?
Absolutely. So like I said, it's available for both workplaces or employers. So if you are an employer and you want to have your staff get trained up on some of these skills, these employability skills, financial literacy, not only will we come and deliver the training, but we also help offset some of the costs for delivering the training to your employers. And then in the community literacy center, so this could be libraries or people that are running programs with church groups or in newcomer centers, anything like that, Indigenous learning centers, we also offer them a stipend to help offset costs for those programs as well. The easiest way to go is to go to abcactivatelearning.ca. That's our website. On there, you'll see our phone number for my colleague Erica, who's the coordinator for this program. She's amazing. You can just give her a call, talk to her, talk about the different offerings, find out how it works, and that's probably the fastest and easiest way to start the process.
Right, and tell her Mac Rogers sent you, am I right?
That is it.
Mac, thanks so much for checking in. Any and all efforts to reduce the high unemployment rate of this province are surely welcome.